Blog Talk Radio.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me, Billy. Ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like women.
Can't get that way with you. My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, sunny one so true. I you let me see. Let me see.
Sunny.
Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all. Sunny was so true.
Jamaican zone / day, tiny representative, bring it home. Have them sing
my song. I duck trouble, but it keep on lurking. Things going too well, the devil start working.
I see them coming from afar. I got my eyes open, tough love for y'all. Crush, crush the war. I'm still a young boy that drive all the grown folks right up the wall. I'm aware of the snakes cause they near. They plotting to get me, I'm watching my pen. My time in the million is close, man, I swear. I feel it in the air and I'm more than prepared to get. I see them coming from afar. I got my eyes open, I'm ready to war. When I'm at my they know.
Number one in the track, ease the law, let me say ease the ball, my B's a dog, about to take the game by storm, the one and only, haters got nothing on me, I can feel the vibe, and see it in their eyes, and pray for my demise, they don't wanna see me grow, yo, rather see me low, low, or I be on my photo, but no, no, I'ma pull through this game, a tug of war, what you fellas fussing for, maybe cause I'm grubbing more, nonetheless, I'm paying my dues, don't hate me, little hard work, but get your head too.
Kingston.
I got next, better get I got now. Everybody got faith in youngin' cause my hot style. 86 the boost, they don't want me hostile. I'ma reign supreme until the day I drop down.
I see them coming from afar. I got my eyes open, I'm ready to war. When I fight them and they know who they are. A Kingston may come from, a Kingston may come through. I see them coming from afar. They're Kingston, Kingston, I'm gonna get a scare. When I fight them and they know.
Beak. And them a tap on the block, and them a tap on the street. But them no one why we weak. Cause we bust it and we pop it up. Bust it and we pop it up. Them a run off them old and them a run off them beak. And them a tap on the block, and them a tap on the street. But them no one why we weak. Cause we bust it and we pop it up. Bust it and we pop it up. I see them coming from afar. I got my eyes open, I'm ready for war. When I bad man, they know who we are. I can't stop me come from.
Yo, 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 welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? This your boy, Pretty Tony, coming to you live once again. It's Sunday, we up in here representing, you know what I mean, my man K Diddy, Lady Joy, you know how we do every Sunday. We come through here and talk about this whole male-female thing, and we ride for the players, man. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. Got a few people in the chat room, got a few people on Twitter, got a few people on the switchboard. It's all love up in here, man. This week, you know what I mean, we're still riding. Matter of fact, you know what? How rude of me. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Lady Joy.
I'm here, darling.
And
how's
of course,
everybody today?
Yes, and the infamous K Diddy.
What's up, everybody?
You know what I mean?
Hare Krishna to you.
Back at you, dude.
You know what I mean? Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Now, this week, you know what I mean? Last week, man, I kind of set it off last week because I went back to the beginning when we first started the show, and we were coming straight from the book, Player Step Your Game Up. I was reading the rules of the game, and man, the emails have been off the Richter scale. I guess we kind of touched a nerve, especially the ladies. I think it was Passion and Lady Joy who were saying stuff like, you know what I mean, you hurt somebody, you deserve what you get. And the fellas been riding. I mean, the emails is just crazy. That's all I can say. Y'all really touched nerve with the players and the fellas out there. So this week, I'm still kind of riding from the hip, from the book, Player Step Your Game Up, which I wrote, your boy Pretty Pony. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit more straight out of the book, you know what I'm saying? One of the things in the book that I talked about, which I think everybody should apply to their life, whether you're a player or a square, is if I told you what I need, it's up to you to provide it or somebody else will. And I think everybody got the right to feel that way. What's the sense of being with somebody if we not mean? I can be do bad all by my damn self is one of the ladies' favorite statements. Ain't that right, Lady Joy?
That's right, baby.
Well, why a man can't feel like that? Why can't a man feel like, you know what I mean, I can do bad by myself, baby? You know what I mean? You calling me, stressing me about love and emotion and stuff, and a brother over here trying to keep his bills paid. Love ain't going to pay the damn bills. You feel me? As a matter of fact, let me turn it over to Professor K. Diddy. Ride for a moment, sir.
I don't know. I seem like that was a question put out to Joy, and I'm surprised she just didn't pick up on that one.
I did pick up on it, but he asked you how you know.
Oh, I agree 100%. Boy, it's rough out there right about now. You know what I'm saying? So you know me. If you can't eat no vine sausage with potato chips and a dash of ketchup with a little hot sauce and a little sham pickle on the side, you can't roll with your boy anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you upgraded to a dash of hot sauce with your ketchup now.
Oh, yeah. Man, I stole a bottle of hot sauce from the bus stop. Don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know.
Anyway, anybody can do bad by themselves. Nobody needs a partner to bring them down any further than they already are. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Most definitely. It's rough out there. You know what I'm saying? It's getting rougher every day.
Yes,
okay. So you agree with one of the rules that I wrote in the book where it's saying if I tell you what I need, you need to provide it or somebody else will, right, Lady Joy?
Yeah, but that works both ways, too, because, see, you're coming from a man's perspective, okay, and that works both ways. You know, if you can't bring it, somebody else will. Okay. Why are you laughing?
Oh, but don't seem like
you are saying it from a male perspective, but it works both ways. So you're writing to me. I love your book, and it plays into everyday life. But you know, some of the things that you say in your book are geared towards the male perspective. Okay, and I'm coming from the female perspective. It works both ways. So, bro, if you can't bring it, step aside, because there's 4, 5, 9 other ones out there that will, and bring it more than what you brought it from the beginning.
Huh.
Well, I don't hear no disagreement from that.
No, I definitely.
We agree.
Okay.
We definitely. Okay, so, you know what I mean, we all on the same page. Like, I thought K. Diddy would have took that one or ran with it, because that's like the theme of his life, boy.
Yeah, like you said, take it and run with it.
Yeah.
What anybody else got to say out there? I want to hear from some other folks.
Well, we've got a few people in the room. My man here, he's talking about who wrote the book and what genre, so I'm kind of typing in the chat room to him. You know what I mean? We got a couple people on the line. Press the number one and come on in. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to get to Twitter in a minute, because, boy, you and Twitter got a thing, don't you, Lady Joy?
Oh, yes, we do, and I just love Twitter. So, like I always say, bring it.
Okay. Get some of you on Twitter in a minute, but like I'm welcoming everybody to the show. You know what I mean? I'm trying to type. That's why I'm trying to do the one-finger thing and trying to talk at the same time. Another one of the rules out of the book, you know what I mean, play a step your game up that I got in there, is, you know what I mean, if you're going to be a player, you don't need to half step. And, you know what I mean, you can apply that to your life. You know what I mean? First of all, like Joy said when I wrote it, I was writing it from a male perspective of being a player, that as I've said, a light bulb has come on lately. And I've realized that you could do more than apply the rules of being a player to just doing, you know, things that players do. You can apply it to your life. I don't think anybody should half step on themselves in this lifetime. If you don't fully do you, that means you're doing for somebody else. And nobody shouldn't even be like that. You know what I mean? And if a man or woman, because I put it out there, chooses to be a player, why can't they be? Why does society come down and want to tell you who you can be? You know what I mean? Suppose you like your women in bunches like grapes. Why shouldn't you have them?
Well, I can tell you, society has always kind of dictated, you know, it's a couple that makes a relationship, not a bunch of grapes, okay? So, but then, you know, that's the male thing right there. You know, they got to have more than one, you know, even though most of them can't handle more than one. Most of them can't handle one. But it's a male thing, you know. It's an ego-driven thing, you know. I'm a man, so I got to have that.
Well, you know, not necessarily. Let's take it back, you know. And what I've observed over the years, you know, as we spoke many times before, men are basically hunters. So from little boys, you know, we're on this mission, this conquest thing. So, you know, after you go through your little teen years and, you know, you start finding out, you know, having all these women and stuff, that's really not the business. You know what I'm saying? But you have to go through that to get there. And a lot of women don't understand that with men. They try to make men be this way, make men be that way, and it ain't going to happen. A man's not going to change until he's ready to change. You know what I'm saying? But that all comes with this whole growth thing. You know, when you mature and you start finding out that with all these different women and girlfriends come responsibilities, because at the end of the day, they basically all want the same shit.
Yeah, but a lot of men still don't know that. It doesn't matter how old they are. It can be an old dude with a walker and stuff and still think he got to have more than three.
And I am.
I understand that, but then you got old women out here that feel the same way. So, but that means what?
Y'all got a name now. Y'all like to call them cougars. You know what I mean? I was a kid for a cougar. You know what I mean? How can a cougar go prowling in the school? But if a brother go prowling, we got to be called dogs or whatever we call them. You know what I mean? You can't just put us all in the same boat. It's not every man that wants
it's
to be.
It's not every woman either. That's a cougar.
You know what I mean? How come they don't get as much said about them as the men do? That's all I'm saying. You don't hear nobody talking about, oh, that cougar is a hoe. You know what I mean? But if a brother got a couple of different women, we get labeled, all of y'all dogs anyway, yada, yada, blah. But when she a cougar, it's all good for a cougar to go prowling and have a little, you know what I mean, a little side romance with a little young tender.
Well, you know, just because there's snow on the mountain doesn't mean there's not any fire in the furnace, baby.
It's the same thing. That's that you see. You trying to be. You there. You go. You stumble into it again. But how come when brothers do it, y'all got issue with it? Because, yes, you know what I mean. Women.
Well, I'll tell you why. For the most part, women that are cougars are not in a relationship, so they're out there dating. A lot of times, men are in relationships and still out there dating. And it works both ways. I'm not saying women aren't capable, but, you know, sometimes you got to tip the scales a little bit.
But let's keep it real, Joy. You generalize. You know what I mean? You generalize. This ain't every brother that's out there doing his thing is in a relationship.
I didn't say everybody. I said sometimes you have to tip the scales a little bit, okay? I'm not generalizing. I'm not saying all men do it, but it's a lot out there that do. And now that this cougarism has come into play, women are out there too doing the same thing. But yeah, cougarism. But as far as I can see, a woman being a cougar is not in a relationship. She's just out there dating, having fun. Okay.
And, I'm gonna let that linger, you know what I mean? But anybody, wow, the switchboard is lit up. Anybody that wants to join the conversation, press the number 1. We will happily let you in, and you can sound off on what we're talking about, you know what I mean? Is there a double standard when, you know, a woman is a cougar and she can go prowling and do what she want to do? But when brothers, you know what I mean, trying to do their thing, we get labeled as dogs and this and that and this and that. Well, ooh, hold on. Somebody calling us from the 404. Let me let them up in here. Hold on. 404 area code, you're on. What's good? Welcome to Can a Player Play.
How y'all doing? My name is Kingpin.
Well, what's up, Kingpin? You know, you got something you wanted to add to our little discussion here?
Yeah, I'm definitely in agreement with you with the women trying to make it a double standard. You know what I mean? Even with the cougar thing, like, you know, basically it's the same thing, man. Whether she's single or not, you don't know if a man's single. Like, if a woman see a man and he got maybe two or three women around him, like he traveling with them, I'm like, look at him. You know what I mean? They don't know if he's single either. It's the same thing. Like, it's the same thing, man.
But they definitely already done threw that title on us, right? That
yeah.
We dumped or whatever. But when the cougar's prowling, it's a beautiful thing, right? I think I done touched a few nerves. The switchboard done lit up. Hold on, Mr. Kingpin. Hold on. 813, you in the building. What's good?
It's Passion on the Line, and I'm just going to say, cougars do it with class. And style.
There we go.
Pass and the way you do the thing.
I tell you right.
But okay. I'm gonna play devil. Oh man, the switchboard is lighting up. Hold on.
Break it.
I think I touched a nerve. Hold on. 111. The block number you're on. Welcome to Can I Play a Play. Did you want to add something?
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon. How are you, Tony? It's Joseph.
Well, Joseph, how are you, my fine African brother? We up on here doing it live, brother. Welcome to the show.
Oh, wonderful. I'm very proud of you because you tell it as it is and, you know, and continue to do the good job, brother.
Well, thank you. Did you have an opinion and, you know, when women want to have more than one man and be a cougar, but when us men want to do it, we get labeled as every dog, whole slut in the book. What you think about that?
You know, I've got an uncle who has got so many wives, and I used to have an aunt who died. She had many, many wives. I think it's better for women to have many, many men. And well, because when you let women get the freedom, you do not have to worry about anything. But when you try to inhibit them, like what they are doing in Afghanistan, the stuff will hit the fan. It's better to give people the freedom. Then you don't have to worry about anything. You know, when women are in charge in everything, in the long run, you'll always benefit.
Hold on, Joseph. I think you're about to set it off up in here. Hold on, brother. Don't go nowhere. You stay right there, brother Joseph. Hold on.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Well, I can understand where he's coming from, but then why have a relationship then?
Hold on. I don't let y'all, your passion, I hope you still do, because you and George have been up on here for the last 2 weeks just having a good time riding for the sisters. You say cougars do it with class. Why can't a player do it with class? You have class.
And I got a question. Hey, pretty Tony, I got a question, too. Who's to say the female has the right to define the type of relationship? Because anything that's acceptable between two consenting adults is a relationship.
Ooh, I like
it depends,
that.
It depends on the people that are involved.
It does depend on, what did I just say? Two people, irregardless of whether it's traditional to you or not, they're in a relationship.
First of all,
so who are
no
you
such word as irregardless. First of all, there's no such word as irregardless, okay?
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, no, there isn't. But anyway.
Then I hear the brother say, hey, yes, it is.
Anyway, what are you talking about? How can you say that? I mean, like, it depends on who the couple is, who the people are involved. One might say it's a relationship, and the other one isn't. But African guy says that, you know, it's good to have as many wives, and for the wives, it's good to have as many husbands or boyfriends or whatever. Okay. Well, I know in some African countries, the men have more than one wife, okay? I haven't heard about too many wives having more than one husband in those countries. So, you know, that's unbalanced right there. But why even be in a relationship if you're just going to be out there like that?
I was going to say in answer to Kay Diddy's statement, that's where the term dysfunctional comes in. Because just because you call it a relationship doesn't mean it's a relationship.
Again, I'll say to you, between the two people, if they're happy with it, whatever it is, it may appear to someone else, obviously you guys wasn't listening, the two people that are in this, regardless how you or me or I see it, they have the right to have that relationship. That is still, in their mind, a relationship. You may call it dysfunctional. They may call it their relationship.
That's true.
But who are you to define what their relationship should consist of and how it should have to be?
We're not saying that. So you know, just you know, come down a style too. Get your panties out of a bunch, okay?
I don't wear panties,
oh, yeah,
baby.
Yes,
you got me twisted.
I forgot you wear thongs. Okay.
No, I throw it over my shoulder just so I can keep my balance. So go on with that.
All right. Now, men, ladies and gentlemen, this week it's a hot one. Welcome to Canna Play a Play for all those joining us. Your boy Pretty Tony set it off because I was talking about the rules of being a player, how it applies to your life, be it male or female. As usual, lady, joy and passion, riding for the ladies because, you know, some brothers ain't got the balls to say what I say. I figure if a woman want to be a player, that's her choice. You know, a lot of brothers think it's the exclusive domain of brothers to be players. But I want to tell brothers, this women make way better players than we do. And the ladies up on here ride and say, you know, cougars do it with class, yada, yada. You know what I mean? As long as a brother, and that's why we're talking today about the rules. Because a lot of brothers don't know the rules of being a player. That's why they come off as not being classy. You can't just get up and say, I'm a player, and you don't know the rules of the game.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that.
Well, of course, and that's why we put the book out, Player Step Your Game Up, available at www.worldmovement.com, shameless plug. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do this thing, you got to do it. There's a correct way and an incorrect way to do everything in life. You know what I mean?
Some of the other people that think what their correct way is. I want to hear that.
You know what I mean? Well, like that, no. Press the number one. Come on in. You know what I mean? Hold on. Matter of fact, I'm taking it back to one of my brother from the homeland. Brother Joseph, are you there, sir?
Yeah, no. Let me tell you this. For example, you know why there is a problem with divorce? I happen to be one of the divorcee too. It is because sometimes we don't want to learn from the other side. You know, because sometimes, like I was giving the example about what has happened in Africa. The majority of the problem, especially in the United States, is because we always want to see things the American way. We better learn from the other side. You know, civility or being civilian does not mean that we are better than the other people. We need to learn from the other side. Then maybe we'll learn how to play the game in a different way and, you know, we'll all benefit. For example, for those who love honey, if you kill the queen bee, there will never be a honey. Give women the opportunity to make choice. For example, I grew up at a place where women were the ones to choose a wife for you. And your wife will realize that, you know, I'm getting old. Let me choose my cousin or my sister. It is to your benefit. Having said that, I don't have extra wives or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, let's go back to the basic. Because the foolishness is putting us in the wrong place. That is all I'll say. Thanks, Tony. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay, that was a fine statement.
My African brother came through and rapped. He's like, let them give women the choice. Let them learn for themselves. We all for that. We all for that. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm taking this whole player thing and I'm expanding it to include so many other things and incorporate more things into it because, you know, I ride for the ladies. Your boy loves the ladies. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, a fella, it, as though these days you can't apply certain things to your life. Now, if a player, you know what I mean? Hold on. Damn, the switch, y'all ain't even letting me talk this week. The switchboard's going crazy. Hold on, y'all. We're going to let y'all up in here in a minute. You know what I mean? We're going to let y'all up in here in a minute. Another one of the rules I want to talk about is when I say this should go for a man or a woman, if you're engaged in expressing your sexuality, if you're engaged in being who it is that you want to be, you can't engage in a serious relationship. You need to just go on and be free. Now, there's some, you know, male chauvinist kind of guys who think men alone should have this option. No, women like my African brother said, women should also have this right, if that is what they choose to do and who they want to be.
That's right.
So, you know, ladies, this is for you too. Y'all can learn from Can a Player Play. If you are going to be a playette and be a cougar, whatever title we want to give you, learn the rules of the game so that you can play the game correctly, you know what I mean, before you go.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, bruh. Now, see, there you go talking about we need to learn. Haven't you learned from, anything from us? So don't come talking about what we need to learn. Okay, we need to learn from each other. So put it like that. Don't come talking about what we need to learn to play it correctly. But
that's
you're talking about we're not playing
is.
It correctly. That's what you just said. So
I can't express myself in my thought and the way I feel, just the way I let you express yours and the way you feel.
Okay, well, don't come at me talking about what I need to learn to play it correctly. How are you going to say what I do is not correct?
I just asked that same question a few minutes ago. I said just because another person's relationship is not one that you particularly like, why is that dysfunctional?
We're not talking
relationships. Why is that not a relationship?
We're not talking relationships right now. We're talking individual. Okay, so.
Well, we are talking about relationships, and we are talking about individuals.
I'm talking about what Tony just said. I'm talking about what Tony just said. What he just said?
Does it all go back to choices? Does it all go back to choices? Does it all go back to choices?
Anybody can make a choice for their own lives. I'm going by what he just said. He just said
that's his choice.
Okay, and that's my choice too. Okay, for what I said. Don't be saying what we need to learn to do it correctly. Who are you to say what we're doing is not correct? That's what I said.
Tony?
But, Joe, Joy, y'all are quick to say what we're doing is incorrect, so how come I can't say it? Just the way y'all said, you know, well, you know, brother be in a relationship and still be out trying to do a thing. How you know it ain't right? How you know that relationship that he in is cool like that? Homegirl, like, look, just bring the bacon home.
Maybe
you can do what you want to do with the dick.
Well, maybe it is, and if that's what she's going to tolerate, that's what she likes, that's her. But that's not all of us, okay? I'm talking from a perspective where women don't like that shit, okay, and not going to tolerate it. So what I'm saying is don't come talking about what we need to do to do it correctly, what we need to know to do it correctly, okay, because y'all can learn a whole hell of a lot from us to be done correctly, okay?
I think we just touched the nerve, okay, Diddy. Lady Joy, woo, riding for the ladies. I love that.
I was finna like ride with Joy for a minute, Tony, and just agree with her that women have taught us a lot. They sure have tore up a whole bunch of shit in history.
Please, my brother, expound on this. Let the audience
know.
Did you do a show once upon a time about all the great wars that were started because of women?
Okay, so we got it.
Yes, sir, we did.
Well, I mean, you know, everything that I've learned, shit, I've learned from women. So, I mean, I have to ride with you, Joy. You know, y'all good at what you do.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you're the best.
Yeah, we rule. Women rule.
I understand. Because it would have never been a player born if it wasn't for y'all.
Ha! I can't believe you agree with me.
I understand.
Okay, now what you got to say about that, Mr. Tony, and anybody else out there that got an opinion?
Yo, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell you, all I can say is, well, on the issue of what K. Diddy said earlier, you know what I mean, and it kind of still ties into what you're saying for you got to ride on yours truly. There are rules to the game, and we all got to learn them. And we all got to abide by him. But, you know, today we kind of leaning on the fact where, you know what I mean, like last week. As a matter of fact, let's go back to last week again, because that's what the emails were really about when y'all were on here saying that if a brother got some gifts from a young lady or an older woman on the deception, you know, whatever she do, like wrecking the car, whatever she do, she's supposed to do is justified. And that set off a chain fire because, once again, that's them double standards. You know what I mean? How dare you gave me a gift? once again from the book, Play a Step Your Game. If you gave me a gift, it's mine. And we never, how can you feel it's right of you because whatever reason you think is right for you to come burn my gift up or cut it up or stab it up or whatever it is y'all want to do, but a brother not supposed to respond to that. That's just wrong.
Well, once again, like we said last week, okay, if it's something, okay, if you're in a relationship and you are fooling that other person just so you can get gifts, okay, that's wrong. That's wrong. So if a person they find out that they're being deceived by you, oh, yeah, they're going to want their shit back. I know either way, male or female, you know, the feelings get hurt, and people have gotten killed for less.
Boy, you's a thug, you's a thug, you's a thug.
That's Miss Thug to you, bruh.
Miss Thug, boy, golly. Will you put that knife up? She'll cut you, Tony. Boy, I didn't heard about her.
It's the machete
of
this week.
She cut you. I done heard about it. I done heard about her.
You know what? It's kind of getting hot.
Folks out there, Tony, that's got something to say.
Hey, press the number one. You're welcome to join in. Express yourself. I'm about to get the Twitter hookup going. We're going to take a quick little musical break because this one here is hot, and I just want to know, you know, if I found myself in you for 5 minutes, 5 years, 5 weeks, and things don't work out, you know what I mean? It's the rules of the game. Don't blame me, baby. Charge it to the game.
Till I find myself in you.
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play, with your boy Pretty Tony, author of the book Player Step Your Game Up, also the book Playerology, you know what I mean, riding along with my man K Diddy, and as usual, Lady Joy on here representing for the ladies and letting us know, you know, keeping us fellas in check, you know what I mean?
Have to.
You know what I mean? Because according to Lady Joy, we all knuckleheads.
Not all, most, but not all.
You know what I mean? So, you know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been dibble-dabbling out of the book. You know what I mean? Last week, we really set it off up in here when we were speaking on some things. And this week, we're still in the book a little bit. You know, we were talking about the choice of being who we want to be and knowing the rules of the game. Another part of this thing that, you know, we're talking about, really, to be honest with you, is also how not only applying the rules from Player Step Your Game Up to being a player, you can also apply it to life. You know what I mean? If you expand your mind beyond the way it was written, you know what I'm saying? Another thing I write about in the book is always give somebody the choice. A lot of times we get into relationships, we don't have choices, you know what I mean? And I firmly believe that everybody should have choices, because there's some women out there who don't mind being with a player. And there's some men out there who don't mind being with a playette, but you should always give them the choice. Even though I've been riding on Lady Joy since last week about the whole, you know, busting windows, taking gifts back, she did, you know, her and Passion did make a good point. You shouldn't have to be lead anybody and be deceptive if you're a player. Just tell somebody you're a player, and you give them the choice of dealing or not dealing. It's only fear. You know, you know what I mean? Because there are a lot of people out there who are butterflies, get their emotions caught up and get hurt, lose their damn mind. While there are other people out there be like, oh, you a player? No, that's not for me. While there are other people, oh, you a player? That's good, because I ain't trying to have no man or no woman anyway. I just want a secret rendezvous. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Speak on it, Lady Joy. Speak on it.
Yeah, just be honest up front and let that person make that choice if they want to be with you. If you consider yourself being a player and you dabble here and dabble there, just be honest. Don't keep it a secret and then it comes out later on once the other person thinks that they the only one in your life and the only one that you want to be with them and they want to be with you. If that's not the case, in your case, be honest. Don't be a shyster and be tripping and carrying on, because you can and will get hurt. Physically, emotionally, all of that. Because when a person's feeling is involved and they get dissed, they get embarrassed, they get hurt, they retaliate. So if that's what you're doing, expect that.
Okay.
Don't act like you didn't know. Don't act like you don't know.
Okay, Diddy, you got something. I know you over there. I could just hear you foaming at the mouth. Come on, brother. What you got to say?
Nah, man, I'm riding with Joy today.
Ah! Can't believe it.
Did hell freeze over?
It must have. He got his ice skates on.
What the hell? Oh, you know what? I think I just misinterpreted what K. Diddy just said. K. Diddy, I know you're over there foaming at the mouth, brother. Let's hear something.
I'm riding with Joy today because I'm in a good mood.
He's over there eating his Vienna sausage and potato chips.
Absolutely. And my girl is perfectly content with eating some potato chips with a little ketchup on the side. So that's our relationship now.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else on the line that wants to join in, hit the number one if you have something you want to express, get off your chest. If you've been played or think you're a player, or you have an opinion on whatever about relationships, press the number one, jump in, and say yourself, you know what I mean? Let me see what's cracking at my folks on Twitter. But hold on, we're going to get into the Twitter folks in a minute. Another one of the rules, I'm going to keep it going, man, because K. Diddy touched on a good point earlier when we talked about, well, because, you know, when I say stuff like this, fellas get upset, and you know what I mean? But a real man know what he's talking about. When I talk about the power of the P-U-S-S-Y, you understand? You understand what I'm saying? The power of the P-U-S-S-Y goes back into to the ancient times where men have literally fought wars over one woman. You know what I mean? Kingdoms have fallen because of a woman. Because, you see, fellas, I mean, you see, Pretty Tony keeping it real with y'all. And a lot of y'all out there really need to get my books so y'all can learn some things. Because I spent, you know, I grew up with predominantly women, and they taught me a lot. A lot of y'all don't really, even gangsters, a lot of gangsters have not only lost their health and their wealth and their freedom behind women, because pillow talk is a mug. When you lay that head down and, you know, and you get that, you know, you got that, I'm going to be politically correct and say that nice orgasm. You get to talking a little bit about things that you ain't got no business talking about, and you just telling her everything. She know it all. Respect the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. It's a powerful thing. A lot of y'all try to beat on women, trying to degrade them, and you know what I mean? 80% of the men who treat women like that, when that woman leaves them, they fall apart. Go check the history books. 80% of brothers who treated their women like they're trying to curtail them and hold them down, if and when that woman gets enough mind to leave, that brother normally falls apart. Because
most of those guys are insecure in the beginning, and the only reason that he beat on his woman to make himself feel like he's a bigger man, when in reality, he knows it's the other way. And she obviously did something to hurt him, and that's the way for him to feel like he's a bigger guy. But it all comes back from his own insecurity.
Hold on.
Not all the time does she have to do something to hurt him. He could be hurting on his own and just feel the need to just jump on her just because.
404, you're on. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, this is Kingpin calling back in. Yeah, I think the dude you just described, like, I'm really, like, unless I'm missing the theme of your show, like, this is about players. Like, he's definitely not the player. He's the square.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, he's the square all the way around. Like, any dude that's with a woman who ain't got enough ambition to be ambitious enough to reflect that so that him and his woman are traveling as partners and she being ambitious and things are getting accomplished, then, you know, come on, he's definitely square. A player's not even going to be even in them circumstances. And as far as pillow talk, like, that's a player's time. Like, a player really needs that time, because that's not the time when he's telling his girl everything what he's doing. A real player at that time, that's the time when he's really instructing his girl. He got her total full attention, mind, body, and soul. She's not craving sex right now, so her emotions ain't all over the place. They laid back. They done had a nice time. They lax, all their appetites are satisfied, the sex was amazing, they laid back. That's time for him to take her to school. That's what a real player is going to do. He's going to be right on cue to that.
And take her to school.
Oh, brother.
And teach her what, baby, because that works both ways.
I mean, whatever he feel like he need the instructor on, like, is he molding the woman? I'm not saying that. It depends. Like you said, it go both ways. The woman is molding a relationship, that's going to be her time. That'll be the best time for her to start instilling her little instructions when she got the man's mind captivated and open at the point to where he's totally listening. But really, you know, that's a player's time. I'm not even saying that player's gender-based. Mm-hmm. I'm not placing a gender on player. I know a lot of female players. The game is open for those that really fit into it.
I like that. I like that. Just keep it equal. I like that, though. I really do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's some real talk right there. Now, you see, that's how I know my brother on my wavelength, because, you know, a lot of times, and I say this to young cats, they don't have no concept or no clue what I'm talking about. I run this. Yada, yada. I'm like, no, you think you're running something. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got equal billing. You know what I mean? Let me put that out there. Whoever listens to the archives, whatever, equal billing in this game. You understand what I'm saying? Because women have been doing this way longer than men. Trust and believe. You know, I ain't going to lay no blame for certain things, but let's just say Adam didn't lead Eve astray. Eve led Adam astray. That's all I'm going to say about that. That shows you the power of P-U-S-S-Y right there. Ask Solomon, the wisest man ever born in God's green earth throughout history. It's a recorded fact that the queen, you know, this dude had a couple hundred concubines, couple dozen wives, and one woman broke him. One woman broke him. The Queen of Sheba brought the mighty wisest man on God's green earth. He left this planet a babbling fool, man.
Yeah, they said she had that elusive snapping thing.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to put y'all brothers up on game. Pretty Tony giving it to y'all. You know what I mean? Grab the books, man. We come on here each week and we talk about this and talk about that, but it's really about acknowledging the fact. Grab the books, even whether it's my book or any other book. Grab the books. Learn some things. Listen to these women. That's why I've kind of been sticking to the rules of the game for the last couple weeks, and I'm going to ride it a couple more weeks because I like when Lady Joy and Passion come through and let y'all fellas know how a woman's mindset really is at times. You know what I mean? Last week they told y'all, and I ain't even going to front. It almost amused them when they were just, the thought of, you know what I mean, burning a brother car and cutting up the clothes.
What are you talking about? Almost. What are you talking about? Almost amused them.
Listen. Hold on. I'm going to let Passion up there because she's trying to be all quiet. Hold on, Passion. You up in here too. You know what I mean? Let me let Passion up in here. Hold on. Switchboard kind of tripping right now.
Yes, I'm in here, and I was trying to get a word in. I just wanted to make mention that I was a little offended about my brother talking about women's emotions going all over the place. Why do women's emotions have to be all over the place?
Because they do.
No, they don't.
Am I still live?
You on, baby. You on.
Okay, now, I got to. Oh, all right, because I want to say something about that.
Go ahead.
Like, I mean, as far as a man, like, in relation to a woman, like, I really don't so much believe that a woman's emotions is all over the place. Like, truthfully, I believe, like, a woman, like, she be really, really more in tune with her emotions than a man. Like, men be, like, we be kind of, like, blocking our emotions out with the masculinity complex. That be, like, overwhelming us because we be feeling the need to be macho a lot, you know what I mean? So that be kind of affecting that area of the relationship as far as the emotions is concerned. Like, dudes really don't be touching on that too much because they be so busy trying to be at the forefront of, you know what I mean, not looking man. I mean, not looking like anything other than a man, having a weak structure as a man that, you know what I mean? A lot of times they don't even be in touch with the woman's emotions or their own, for that matter. You know what I mean?
And I like that. I like that. That brings us back to, remember that show we had, Tony, where I was saying that men that can show their emotions to a woman, that's very attractive to a woman because that lets her know he's well-rounded. You don't have to be macho all the time, you know.
Hold on.
You with your significant other. You know, I'm not saying, you know, wear pink or watch soap operas with your boys or something like that, but I'm talking about when you with your significant other. You know, you don't have to be macho all the time. You know, when you're feeling something, show that, because that's very attractive to a woman, to let her know that, hey, he's well-rounded.
I'm going to let Kay Diddy take that one. Kay Diddy, ride with that one for a moment, brother, because I know how strongly you feel about that one right there. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I am almost speechless right there, boy, because hardest times is right now, man. I ain't seeing no woman with no man trying to be in touch with no sensitive nothing. I just don't see it.
Well, see,
because right now I'm all up in that recession. I don't even want to hear my woman whining, to be honest with you. So I damn sure ain't going to come home whining with no sensitive side. Hey, get out of here with that shit.
Man,
nah,
that's why you buy yourself today. You and that homeless woman that you pick up.
No, see that again. You're trying to qualify my relationship. As long as my girl is cool with it, I mean, like, we can eat a Jack in the Box, we can eat in Paris, France, whenever we get ready. Now go run
the
hell out.
Yeah, right. You and your blow up pal.
I mean, I'm not saying come home and be sensitive. I'm not thinking sensitive. Like, I'm not being in touch with your emotions is not being sensitive. Being in touch with your emotions is about knowing who you are, knowing
exactly.
Your emotions, knowing what you will do, knowing how you're going to react to things. Because the physical really reacts off of emotions, feelings, things that it sees, touches. If you feel heat, you're going to be like, oh, you're going to move automatically. Like, yo, this is, whoa, I'm about to get burnt. That's an emotion, man.
It's not about coming home. You got strong emotions. You got weak emotions. I'm not saying come around your woman with no weak emotions. I'm saying be in tune with your emotions.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? definitely.
That don't mean just because there's a recession going on that you got to be, you know, flying off the handle with people. But at the same time, you know, what's wrong with, you know, being able to on each other's during some hard times? That's what relationships are for.
I'm in touch with my emotions. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to make some money. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking
about. You're always in touch with yourself. You're always touching yourself. Anyway.
Part of life, too, though. Eating, getting your hustle on. But you still got to have some downtime in that.
Exactly.
Yo, you know what I mean? I can see both sides of that conversation because I already see where K. Diddy coming from, you know what I mean? But y'all are right. To an extent, you know, and he's right to an extent. All of y'all are right to an extent because truth be told, like you said, at some point you got to, you know, especially brothers, when we out here trying to get by and do what we got to do, I know what K. did is saying. We got to put our armor on because, you know what I mean, it's already stacked against us. So you put that armor on and you go out and you do what you got to do and the brother got to do what he got to do. But at the same time, I can see what the lady's saying where, you know, sometimes, you know, a brother got to sit down and talk and let certain things out because we're so busy inside the armor. A lot of times the armor becomes a part of us. So we can't express a thought without, you know what I mean, going off to a certain extent. But so, but like my, go ahead.
I was going to say, Pretty Tony, yes, because if you don't deal with those emotions, you're going to be drowning those emotions. What are you drowning them in? Alcohol, drugs? You know, crime, sex. You're gonna deal with those emotions because they're a part of
your woman.
That, whatever it is, you're gonna deal with it in some kind of way.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, sir, Bob. And that's another thing that I write about in the book is learning how to express a thought, learning how to communicate, learning how to hold a conversation. Because you know what I mean. Like my man K. Diddy said, we ain't got no time for bitch assness. But at the same time, you should be able to lay certain things out. You know, baby, why you ain't feeling good? Well, let me go on and tell you. Now, brother ain't got no time for tears. Because, like my mouth, I'm riding with you, K. Diddy. But I'm also riding lady. A woman don't want no brother. Like my man coming on crud over me. I had a hard day.
Talking about that. We're not even talking about that. See, there you go with your machoism stuff. Okay, now listen to what we're saying. Open up your ears. Even dude from 404, Atlanta, I think that is telling you it's not about coming home bitching and crying and stuff like that. I'm talking about when you're in a intimate moment with your, when y'all kick back and it's just the two of y'all. Okay, I'm not saying cry on her shoulders or just, you know, whine and stuff like that. You're talking, you're being intimate with each other. And it doesn't hurt to show your softer side. You ain't got to be all up, oh, I'm macho, you know, all of that 24/7, because that's not always attractive all the time, especially in a different type of situation and setting. That's what we're talking about. So you with all this machoism and all that stuff, take us somewhere else.
All right. I mean, really, at the end of the day, man, emotions is as far as between a man and a woman. Like, it's all about, like, an understanding. It's all about really having an understanding, man. Like, you could really not be into something that your woman is into, but have an understanding for why she's into it and why she wants to be into it and appreciate that for her from the outside, and your woman will appreciate you so much more for that. You may not.
That's some real. Say it again, player. Say it again. Let me be quiet.
Nah, like for real, man. Like you could be doing something. Like your woman could be into something, and you may not even be into it, but you could understand why she's into it, and she will appreciate you so much more for you even acknowledging and understanding why she's into it, even though you're not into it. She'll dig that. Like, you know, my boo really ain't into this, but he ain't trying to knock me from being into this, and he's supportive of me being into this. She'll appreciate you so much more because of the fact that she sees that you're a man of understanding will allow her heart to open up to see that you're a man of compassion as well, and she'll just be swelling for you all the time.
Kingpin, I like you.
Yeah, I know you would. Wouldn't you, George?
You can teach these men so much because they are just out there thinking that they know it all and don't have a clue.
We already know y'all start more shit than us. We already agreed on that.
Have you ever heard the term emotional and intimate connections? It doesn't have anything to do about each other crying to each other. It's much wider than that, much broader, much more. Emotional connection.
He ain't know nothing about that, girl. All he knows is the simple stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Ripple,
I mean,
and potato chips.
Nah, don't haul up. No, now, come on now. Don't do that because it's like it's definitely a percentage of men that, you know, are on the same thing that y'all on, that's thinking the same way that y'all thinking. By y'all saying that, what y'all saying is y'all asking out the fact that there's even a man out there that exists for you. Don't do that. You know it's a man.
Oh,
there are
definitely men out there that exist for all of us. There's somebody out there for everyone. I'm just talking about one person in particular.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bang him over the head. Don't bang us over the head as a group.
Oh, no. He knows I'm talking to him.
Oh, he's talking about somebody on the phone. I'm not getting into that.
Hey, I thought he was talking about somebody out there in the audience.
I thought you were speaking generally, like in your own personal life or something.
Yeah, she had to be, because that went over my head too, so I thought she was saying the same thing. She's talking about somebody she knew personally.
I am talking about somebody I know personally, you.
Hey, Tony, I'm officially convinced now that our co-host is on crack.
and I got your crack in my back pocket, okay?
Well, you might run a long way. You might be right.
You know what? The switchboard, wow. We got 718-741-4444.
Please.
Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? We're discussing, you know what I mean, with the discussion, a lot of times when you hear the word player or you hear the game or anything of that nature, it becomes like there's this limited conversation, and we're showing that there's so much more that you can apply to your everyday life. My man, King Pan. Yeah, my man King Pen came through and represented, and he basically put it out there. Being a player is not always about grabbing your balls, acting hard, talking about, yo, baby, what's up, what's up. You understand what I'm saying? There's the other side. There's understanding. There's communication. There's trying to, you know what I mean, taking one for the team. There's so much more that you can learn from the whole experience that I write about in the book, Can a Player Play? You can apply it to your life. You can't, you know what I mean? It's not the man's way or the highway all the time. Sometimes a brother got to take the road lesser traveling. That's the hardest thing for us to do. But on some real-ish, you got to give equality where equality is due. You know what I mean? Now, I told you about the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. A lot of y'all ain't never had a man in y'all life who told y'all that. That's awesome.
Don't need to be told because we already know.
I'm talking about the brothers, Joy. I'm talking about the brothers that don't know. You know what I mean? The power of the P-U-S-S-Y have brought many a man to their knees, lost their freedom, lost everything. You understand what I'm saying? You got to respect it. You got to understand it.
Excuse me, brother. Talker, who was that what female was that just said that?
It was me.
That we already know.
No, I thought he was saying about women knowing our power. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, about the P-U-S-S-Y. Yeah, because clearly, but don't be confused by that, though, Ma. Clearly, the rod splits the water for the best to travel through. I mean, let's not start placing this on a hierarchy. There's dudes that's going to fall victim to that, and then there's dudes that like going to be right on the level with that and beyond that, too.
I'm just saying, and just backing up what Tony said. There have been wars, there have been worlds to come down because of. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And
the rod rules too, you know, and they got to work together.
Yeah. You see how God sent Moses.
Yo,
all he needed.
It's a fact. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of brothers don't know. We're trying to put it out there. You know what I mean? The ladies know. And for the ladies that don't know, because, you know what I mean, Joy just hollered out, women know. No, there's a lot of women that don't know the power that they carry between their legs. You know what I mean? And that's where, you know what I mean, where a player identifies certain things and he knows. The PUSSY run the game. A lot of women don't know that, so they make themselves less than what they really should be in this life, not realizing that the whole beginning of life comes straight through y'all, man.
Mm-hmm.
But in giving y'all that props, that ain't saying that it ain't a man's world, because, you know what I mean, let's be real. The rib you carry in the skin, you came up out of us.
Okay, but listen, you're saying it's a man's world, but you know, finish the sentence.
You gotta respect
it. Without a woman or a girl.
Go ahead.
Who 718 got their hand up?
Hold on. Oh, let's let him up. Since you identified him, let him up in here. I got the chat room. I've let 718 up in here, man.
718, here you go. Come on, you're live with Can I Play a Play. What you working with?
I can play because I play well.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Pretty Tony? K. Diddy, Joy, all those who are online and in the chat. This is Sweet Bee Love.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, can I say something?
Sure, please do.
Pick up your chat right now. I thought I heard someone say that.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Pretty Tony is right for sure when he said, you know, in the beginning, it was Eve who made that move, you know, and that is the power of the PUSSY, Panani, or whatever you want to call it, you know, because it was a persuasion that the woman has, and she has an awesome persuasion, and I think that she should learn that she can do well in all areas of her life and not just in a relationship with a man. I feel like, for my own self, that, you know, when they say seven women to one man, how about there are seven men to one woman, too?
Oh, that would be
nice. Let's get it right, because there's one to drum, one to have fun, one to eat with, one to sleep with, and they may not all be the same one, but yet and still they are.
Yo, hold on. What's your name, Ma? What's your name?
This is Sweet D Love.
Sweet D Love.
Yeah.
I heard of you. You know my brother Kareem.
I love him.
Yo. Okay. Sweet D Love was good. You know what I mean? Yeah, my brother Kareem talk about you all the time. Welcome to the show with your boy Pretty Tony.
Yes. Get that.
So, Joy, I notice you chuckling, Joy. What you chuckling about? Seven men, one woman. What's so funny about that, Joy?
I wasn't chuckling because it was funny. I was chuckling because I agree with her. Okay? And you have to look at statistics, too, because the ratio, whether it's seven men to one woman, I don't know. It could be right, and then it could not be right. But there are a lot more women than there are men, because men seem to die at a younger age than what they used to these days.
Well,
and women seem to.
The age range is, you know, going up and down, because within the seven men to one woman, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's not all in the same age range, but yet
mm-hmm.
they're there, you know, they do what they do in
yeah.
their life.
Yeah.
So don't that mean because there's more y'all than it is us that y'all need to step y'all's game up?
No, we don't have to step our game up. Well, there's some women out there that probably do need to step their game up, but I'm talking about the ratio. Men have a bigger choice of women out there because there's more of us out there to choose from. But it's the quality of the type of person that you want to be with. You know, if you're just out there just to hit it and quit it, well, you know, so be it. But if you want someone of quality, you know, be choosy about who you get with.
Yeah, Joy, I would like to say again that the seven men to one woman,
mm-hmm.
they're not married. They're not in relationship as such, you know, and they also are quality. You know, if the woman understands her being, you know, and finds it within these seven men. I'm telling you, it's so, because I know, because I've done it, and I'm there.
Well, and honey, you need to tell some
men.
Of these women out there, because they sure are looking for them.
Well, I'm preparing them. I'm preparing some of them.
Cool, cool.
Yes, Mom, I got to tell you something. I straight love your voice, yo.
Oh, she's got a beautiful voice. Beautiful.
She just got us all quiet and timid, like, what's happening, though? Just keep talking, baby. Just keep talking, baby. Even K. Diddy over there quiet. K. Diddy, you got anything you want to say?
No, I was listening.
You see how mellow he sounds? Normally he'd be like, hell nah. I ain't trying to hear all that.
Hey, look. I'm a perfect gentleman, and I'm also a perfect host. She's a guest on our show, so I am showing her some respect.
Wow.
Be who you be without restriction. You know, my word on that was given to me through love, because I say that love should always have its perfect way in your life, you know, and a word that was given to me was of a word that we know nasty, but, you know, I increased the letters, NAASSTYY, nasty.
Right, girl.
And its definition is free to be who you be without restriction. So, you know, don't hold back, you know, hold no bars. If you're in agreement or if you're not in agreement, then it's fine because, you know, like I say, 1 plus 8 equals 9, 2 plus 7 equals 9, 3 plus 6 equals 9, 4 plus 5 equals 9. No matter how you get there, you're not wrong and I'm not wrong. It's your truth and it's my truth. And if we can coincide together in harmony, then that's love.
Hold on.
Female player on the line. Where you from, Brooklyn, shorty? For real. Where you from?
No.
I'm in Nueva York, which is New York. You know, my home of homes is Jamaica, West Indies, you know. And
yo, hold that thought. Don't go nowhere, Mom. You got the whole line mesmerized. It's the first time I've heard everybody quiet. We're going to take a quick little musical break. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this Sunday. Coming soon.
Mama, I'm leaving the club. I was wondering.
Hello.
Yo, we back.
I like that. I like that song. That was nice.
Too late to turn back now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust the bus.
Get your money, get.
It's too late to turn back now.
Get your money, get your money.
Somehow that kind of applies to what we're doing. It's too late to turn back now, but that was definitely the switchboard acting up. You know what I mean? Because we're going deep today. We got folks calling us from all over representing, you know, K. Diddy suddenly get all shy, you know.
Oh, ain't shy.
Shit.
No, I was listening to the young lady talk, and I had put on my CEO record company hat for a minute, and I was hearing that voice and some spoken word stuff. So
hold on, let's get at her. Hold on, let's get at her. Maybe she do some spoken word.
I was not shy. You know, I just didn't find anything wrong with what you're saying. Other than that, I would have interjected. But those that know me know that I'm straight up about mine. I say my mind, whatever it is.
How little it is.
718, you back on. Somebody like your spoken word capabilities. Holler at him.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I do a little spoken word. I was just doing it just now.
I heard that girl go hit.
See?
Y'all need to get together after the show.
Yeah, that's what you're
I am so impressed with my ear. I am just so good at what I do.
People just don't know who the hell you think you are.
No, they sure don't. Will you please tell them? All I got to say is Google me. Now we can go on with the show.
So we have any other callers, Tony? Or tweeters or blogs or...
We have a whole lot of callers, but everybody's just listening. Hold on. Let me let my man King Pan back up in here because maybe he got something to say. We're down to the last 8 minutes of the show. We want to thank everybody that has joined us, man. It has been a beautiful show. Every Sunday we hear 2:30. Can a player play your boy Pretty Tony, Lady Joy Red, you know what I mean? We come to and we represent. We talk about the game. We talk about everything. K. Diddy, you wanted to say something? I heard your voice. Speak on it.
No, I just wanted to say to those that don't know, K. Diddy is actually short for Cat Daddy, but it is K. Diddy to you for now.
Whatever.
That's that 70s swag right there. Cat Daddy.
Definitely that.
Hey, you feel it, Jimmy? So in the meantime, I'm going to throw out my shameless plug now since I'm the elders right here. Y'all go check us out at worldmovement.com. Get your autographed copy of Player Step Your Game Up, Playology by yours truly, Pretty Tony. You can also get a fresh new copy of West Coast Bangers on worldmovement.com as well. There you go.
Yeah, why don't you throw your info in the chat room real quick. I'm going to come back over. I'm going to get it because I'm going to definitely buy your book, man. I'm definitely supporting all authors, man. I'm an author myself.
Well, plug yourself.
Well, brother, you're talking to the right folks. Holler at us if we can help you get your book out there in the world as Tony's is. Barnes & Noble's, Borders, MTV, Target, Amazon, CD, his book is available any and everywhere in the world. If we can assist you any kind of way, holler at us.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, Mama, right here.
I think you and I need to write a book together so we can, you know, just bounce off of each other and stuff like we always do.
I'm always open to spread knowledge in any way, shape, or form that I can.
You need to talk to Tony's manager because he is not writing no dominatrix-type books.
I'm talking to Tony. I'll take care of you later.
You got to talk to me, and then you talk to Tony.
I got my whip warm up for you. I got the handcuffs and the chains waiting on you.
We gonna have to go back and teach her the rules of the game. You gotta talk to me, hey. Then you talk to him.
I go straight to the court, baby.
Like that. Hey, K. Diddy, what you think the name of the book would be?
Dominatrix R. Us, or How to Whoop Your Man When He Ain't Looking, or if some
whip it like it's hot.
Yeah.
What'd you say, lady?
I said whip it while it's hot.
There you go.
Oh, well, I guess that's better than while it's hard.
That's the same thing, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were going to oil it off.
Y'all some sick folks. I want y'all to know that.
And you love it, too. Okay.
Look, we down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody for coming through. Lady Joy, throw your info out there if the good folks want to get at you, man.
You can get at me on Facebook. And also, too, you can catch me on the air at www.power88lv.com. And we're on 24/7. We play old school R&B, all that good stuff. And you can even catch us online and see what we're doing in the studios. We have so much fun in there, Monday through Friday. So you can catch us, and make sure you check us out Saturday nights. We do Serious Party and online. And,
hey, K-City, throw your email out so the lady with the spoken word voice can get at you, man.
You can hit me up at Lamont@worldmovement.com. The office number is 323-957-7322.
Say it again.
Yeah, because I'm not a
323-957-7322.
Yo,
World Movement Records.
You know what I mean? As for me, your host, your boy, Pretty Tone. Like my man K. Diddy always say, Google your boy. I'm everywhere, man. Go out and support your brother. Play your Step Your Game Up by Pretty Tony. Play your Ology by Pretty Tony. Come through www.worldmovement.com. Get your autographed copy of the book. You know what I mean? Support a brother. The new one is coming out. It's still in the process. Who is she and what is she to you? And, of course, every Sunday we're here at 2:30 doing our thing. Come through. Have some fun with us. We laugh. We talk. We damn near want to fight sometimes, you know, because sometimes Joy be trying to hit a brother all upside the head or whatever.
Well, sometimes a brother need to be knocked upside the head or other. And don't forget Passion. Passion, where can we locate you at?
Hold on. We got to let Passion up in here so she can speak on it. Hold on. We're going to let you all up in here, Passion. Passion, speak on it.
Good afternoon. You can reach Passion and Loyalty at Teen Life at yahoo.com.
It's what we do. It's all love up in there. We want to thank everybody that joined us. You know what I mean? My dude from Atlanta, Kingpin. 7-1-8, Sweet D Love, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take it out like this, man, because it's all about love, peace, and happiness. Y'all join us next week.
Never seen the lights off like this.
Like David Blaine.